Recording.
Okay.
Recording.
And I've got Mr. Mary in here with me too, so we're just taking notes.
Looks like we have stuff on this end.
Why do we have two cameras? One is plenty. Lynn, you're really cutting in and out on it.
Okay, I'm gonna turn this. I'm turning this.
Does anybody else have anybody with them?
No. The audio on my Chromebook is awful. Like I'm having to like really get down here and listen. It's bad.
Has anybody heard from Miss Pointer or Miss Dover?
No, I know Miss Pointer had to. I was in the office earlier and she said she had to go pick up her kids because she had a ride for them and it fell through. But she didn't say anything about the meeting. So I don't know if she's still planning on attending.
Tracy just joined us.
Good deal.
Sorry, getting the kids on the bus.
That's all right. I think Mr. Knapp will probably join here in just a second. Okay, so go ahead, Sarah. Sorry.
You're fine. You probably do a better job than I do. I don't remember how to do this. Okay, so we just call it to order and then I take notes on who's here and who isn't. Is that right?
That's correct.
I've got that.
Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order. Let's see. Mr. Lewis, present. Tracy, present. Christina, Ms. Feaser, present. Lynn is present, absent. Who did you say you had with you, Mr. Lewis?
Mr. McCleary.
Okay, so Mr. McCleary's here, so we're missing Mr. Knapp, Ms. Cunningham, and Brittany. And then did everybody get a copy of the previous minutes for January the 15th?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Everything looked okay on that for everybody?
Need a motion to approve.
Do we have a motion to approve it?
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do we have a second? Anybody?
I'll second.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Tracy.
All right. Previous minutes have been accepted. We didn't have any old business.
You have to vote on approving the minutes.
Oh, yeah, we got to vote. Okay, does everybody? Sorry, I'll get the hang of this.
It's all right.
Everybody in favor of approving the minutes? Minutes are approved.
Ms. Chandler, you're really freezing up and breaking up on us.
I'm having to use my phone. Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll get over by the door.
Can't hear anybody. I'm having to like stay on top of my computer. They've got to fix this.
Can you use your desktop, Ms. Chandler?
No. It doesn't work half the time on this stuff. Is that any better?
We can hear you better.
Okay. I moved over by the door, so maybe I have better signal on my phone.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Minutes were accepted. We didn't have any old business. We have several things on our list for new business, so I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, so we have an admin meeting tomorrow, and we're going to discuss school calendar for next school year. And there's not been any legislation that's come out yet. regarding school calendars, but we're all tired of waiting. So the consensus has been for most superintendents, we're going to go ahead and start working on it, present one at the March board meeting to be approved. And then if some sort of legislation comes out saying we shall do this, then we'll change it, you know, and we'll bring it back to the PPC. But mainly what I need from you guys is things that you like, things that you didn't like, what you'd like to see, not see, so we can discuss it at tomorrow's admin meeting. Then when we discuss those same things, I'll bring it back to you guys to, you know, do like we've done in the past and present some options to your staff, and then we'll vote on it. So what are some things that you don't like about this year's calendar, or you'd like to see changed? Anything? If I looked at it correctly, the start date would be August 12th. That would correlate with, you know, what we did this year, and then come back that week before with teacher in service on the week of the 4th through the 8th. Seemed like we did a Monday through Thursday and took that Friday off maybe, but I can't remember. And the reason I say I think we did it like that is because we had parent-teacher conference maybe, or an open house maybe on the 7th. I don't have last year's calendar in front of me. Do any of you have that?
No, but I like that idea, and I think our teachers would like that.
Starting the same time and doing the...
Yeah, starting on a Monday for teacher in service or teacher training through Thursday night, and then Thursday night be open house, and then off that Friday.
Yeah. We did discuss as an admin team last year, possibly you know, that's 4 days off where school starts. So I know sometimes principals like to get their teachers together and discuss some things, and then open house is over, and next thing you know, then it's the first day of school. So that can be an option. What is there anything in particular you liked or didn't like about the calendar? It looks like if you did... So if you look at December, if we got out on the 19th for break, if you did the 2 full weeks, you would start back on January 6th. To me, that kind of falls pretty good because Christmas is on a Thursday. I'd hate to go to school Monday and Tuesday of that week and only get Christmas Eve off before you're into Christmas. Or not Monday and Tuesday, but, well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to go that week at all. So, according to this year's calendar, we did we did Tuesday through Friday with open house on the 8th. Yeah. I think principals kind of wanted that, so they would have you guys one more day after open house before school started that next Tuesday. What about the parent-teacher conference thing, you know, where we had parent-teacher conferences twice this year on Thursday, but then we ended up having school on Friday? I think the alternative was if you took that we would go to school Monday through Thursday that week, you know, to get that Friday off.
I mean, from what I'm hearing, that's what most people would support more. They didn't like the Friday this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Mondays, but when you see, I mean, some of them, like middle school, even for instance, elementary, it might not be that bad, but if you're in middle school and you're doing 3 grade levels, then, I mean, before time ever started, as soon as school is out, everybody was at my door, and then I didn't even like get up to eat or anything until after it was all over with. So it was like constantly a revolving door of students and parents, and which I'm thankful for. That's good that we have that many coming in, but it was constantly like having somebody, and we really didn't have as many as we did last year just because we had a ball game that fell on this one. But it was, you're here, and then it's like, oh man, we got to come back tomorrow. But I'm not sure coming on Mondays is worth it either. So that's totally, I don't know.
Well, if you came on that Monday, you'd only go to school through Thursday. So you'd actually have a 4-day weekend that following.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I
That
don't
might
think
be one.
anybody would be bothered by that option at all.
No, I think because
Monday
it,
through
yeah.
Thursday.
Yes, I don't think anybody would be bothered by that.
No, I mean, everyone I've talked to said they definitely didn't want to do the Friday after it.
How was our attendance on that for staff, Mr. Lewis? How was our staff attendance on that Friday following parent teacher conferences on the Thursday night before?
Eight what?
I had eight teachers gone the next day.
John said he had eight teachers gone the next day. I
Is
didn't check
that a.
that, but usually that's better than probably on Monday.
That's what I'm wondering. So,
But usually when you're missing the folks on Monday, it's our long weeks and we're making up snow days. The
yeah.
previous year we did the Monday through Thursday and we're off on Friday.
Yeah.
So, well, that
Can
could be one of those
you
things that
recall
we
how
could
our
have.
attendance was?
I'm sorry.
Can you recall how our attendance was when we did that on those Mondays?
No.
Well, you had to kind of get after people because they didn't, because we gave them that option,
Oh,
but
that's
then they
right.
still took Monday off.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking if I recalled, we had issues getting people to come on those Mondays, even though they were going to be out on that Friday.
Yeah, and I basically said, well, then we're just going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And that's why we did it that way this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Here's a way to look at that too. It's only twice a year. I mean, it's not like it's once a month. I know it makes for a long day, but there's plenty of us that are up here
Longer than that.
way past 4:15 anyway, or helping with ball games or going to ball games or whatever. But that can be one of those things that we give it an option. We try to present a couple different options for everybody. So that really doesn't affect when you get out of school. It's just whether you want to go
No.
Friday after or the Monday before. Anything else that people didn't like about the calendar this year?
I think when we get ready to think about a calendar for next year, we need to think about how we're going to make up potential snow days.
Yeah, and I've got that on here, so that's kind of goes hand in hand with this year's calendar or the next year's calendar. So there is a bill out there to try to get 5 a.m. I days back, but you can't use them until after, the way I read it, it has to be amended because they sent it back. You had to, have a plan to make up your first five. Let's say you missed 10 days. Your first five, you got to make up. Then your second five, they would let you do an AMI day. So you would have to miss 5 days first, is the way it sounded to me. Now they wanted that amended. Of course, I didn't tell them how, but we can't count on that. But
No.
that could be one of those things that we might have to come back and bring back to the PPC and back to the board and everything. But so the count for this time, which we're not to that part yet, but was 38 to 33. I think I emailed everybody. 38 in favor of doing add them to the end, 33 in favor on doing Mondays. Now that was only two. If we had five or six, I don't know that anybody's going to really want to add five or six to the end.
No.
Even though attendance is not very good on those Mondays, it's probably still better than what you get if you have an AMI day. as far as the work that gets done. In my opinion, I don't know. I haven't been in the classroom in a few years, so I could be wrong.
I would tend to agree with that.
It's just really hard when you get closer to test time, which that's just part of the game of, you're going to have severe weather and then you're going to be right in the middle of a month out from testing and we're having to do this. And I mean, it is hard on the kids. Just because you're doing test prep and you're ready, and then it's like 5 days, you're trying to break it up and make up for missed times, but it just gets tricky right there when we're trying to test prep and it's almost time for testing. I don't know what the correct answer is, but it's sometimes when you get to this stage, I mean, it's just like Mondays, oh man, but you don't want to put them on at the end either. So, I mean,
I
it's
do like
hard.
the break though. I like not doing those 5 day weeks in a row, like one right after
Yes.
another. So
Yes.
thank you for breaking that up.
Yes.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Well, that's kind of why, I liked the doing two more Mondays, because if you would have done that Monday, April 14th, you're out on that Friday anyway. And then the other one was like 2 weeks later or something like that. But you just never know what kind of weather you're going to get. If we had seven of
We're
them
not through
back up.
March yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why I said,
We're not
Miss
through
Upton
March
had
yet.
emailed me and said, "Did you realize that you said the two at the end were that Monday and Tuesday?" And I said, "Yes, I did, because if we get two or three more, we don't want to be coming back after Memorial Day,
No.
or after that next week or whatever."
We've actually missed a snow day in April before.
Yeah, so that's why I did Monday and Tuesday. That gives us three more days just in case. So,
Well, I think if that's the consensus with the vote, I think we just have to go with that for now.
why don't we, how about this for next year's calendar? We continue to say, in case of inclement weather, the superintendent has the right to use Mondays to make up missed days. But we also build in five at the end,
Yes.
where, if we're just talking about one or two, let's just make them up and be done with it. If we're talking eight, then let's work together and do a few Mondays and a few at the end. That gives
Okay.
us that freedom to do some of that. And again, doesn't have to be decided now. There's some things that we'll talk about in an admin meeting too. And then that way, we'll have that option. Okay. Anything else about next year's calendar that you'd like to see, not see, changed?
Everybody likes the holiday breaks the way we have them in, like a whole week for Thanksgiving and the two for Christmas
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
and the spring break.
Good Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, we'll put a pin to it and look at it and count days and make sure we can fit everything in the way we want to. And I just kind of wanted to get some ideas from you guys on what you did not want to see anymore. So, okay. Any other questions about calendar or concerns? All right. Okay, salary schedule. So, gave y'all several different options. Last we spoke, we had talked about liking the one where we had the additional pay for years of experience and then additional pay for OMSD loyalty pay and then a $1,500 master's degree stipend. Has anybody heard from anybody else or talked to anybody that want to do something a little different?
Everyone I've heard from has said basically the same thing, that they tended to all like that.
Same here. I haven't heard anything different. I think I know a couple people said that they like that specifically whenever I talked to
But they did like
them.
this one.
They did. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well.
I think they would like to see it after we, after you look it over and get it on paper, what that actually is going to look like for us.
Well, it would basically look like that. Well, like Jasper's, except it'd say over.
Okay.
I
Okay,
mean,
I gotcha.
those numbers would stay exactly the same. So if you were Kim Gilly, I'm assuming she's been here a long time. Miss Dover, how long have you been here?
14 years.
Okay, so you would fall on that. You've been at OMSD 14 years.
Yes, sir.
So that's 500. How long have you got in education?
I've still got a good 10 years left. I started late.
I mean, so this has been the only place you've worked, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, certified.
Okay, so that'd be 14 and 4. So she'd get $1,000 stipend at the end. Plus, if she had her master's degree, she'd get another 1500. And this would not be added into your check because no one's going to notice $100 spread out over 12 months.
Yeah,
It'll be paid,
okay.
in April or May, whenever Rhea pays that May, I'm assuming. Which I always like because if you're going on vacation, there's your vacation money,
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Ms. Campbell, you'll need to ask if anybody wants to make a motion to accept the salary schedule.
Do I have a motion to accept the salary schedule?
I'll make the motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Who was the second? Was that you, Christina?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
We got to vote, right? I'm going to
Correct.
get my
All in favor.
What?
Aye.
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 McCleary said aye.
Opposed.
Okay.
Aye.
All
Thank
right.
you. So along with that salary schedule, we talked last time about some stipends. Fishing team was the fishing team coordinator was $250. That's basically been Tracy Grinder. Social media coordinator, another $250. I'm all the time texting Amber and saying, hey, can you put this out there? Can you make this video? Can you do this? And she does it for us. I've got one in mind that I did not bring to your attention last time, but I actually just found out that this was going on. Mr. Knapp said he got kicked off, but he's trying to get back on. So, the emergency response team at currently, and that's the CSSO folks. So currently it's a one-time stipend of $1,000. Okay. Which really all that went for was to buy them where they could go buy their weapon and holsters and anything they needed to make it more safe for them to carry at school. There's currently nothing in place to compensate them every year for continuing to carry. And, I'm one of those members, and it's kind of a big responsibility to carry a weapon at school every day. Now, for me, it's not quite as much as you because you guys are with the kids every day. I mean, they're all around you. They're right there in your classroom. So it's probably more of a responsibility for you guys than it is someone like me. What Green Forest did is they did a $100 continuing stipend every year after that. $100 isn't much, but at least it's something for folks strapping on their weapon every day and carrying it at school. I don't know. I think $100 is that's probably fair to begin with.
I'm more than okay with that.
We have 14. Well, we have 13 currently, and I've got two new people that I'm going to get signed up for training. So they'll be, but they'll be year one, so they wouldn't get that. So eventually, it costs the district about $1,500 a year on the stipend part of it for that. Now, it does cost $7,500 a year for training, but that's included in our safety grant, so it doesn't cost the district anything. And then another about $3,500 for ammo that you practice with. Not just practice, but qualify with. So, and then we talked about lead and master teacher designation, and I think we said, have that in front of me, but it seemed like we said, okay, right here it is. It was $500 per semester for mentoring first year teachers, $250 per semester for mentoring second and third year teachers. The thinking was that first semester was a, quite a bit, or that first year, and required a lot more attention. And then years two and three were not as bad, and that's the reason we lowered that amount. And then I had one more. So this kind of goes along with the salary schedules that I presented to y'all. If y'all remember, there was one in there, and maybe we even discussed how one way to entice folks to get their CDL, if they're leader of a club, they get an extra amount of money. That way they could drive their club, for instance,
God damn it.
like Beta, like say like Beta Club. And Mr. Clyde had 20 kids going. He wants to have his CDL. Instead of us having to try to find a bus driver and pull someone off a route and then get a sub and go through all that, he would get an extra $250 added to his stipend for being a bus driver for Beta. Now, they would not be required to drive a route bus, but they could if they wanted to. If say we were shorthanded and they want to make an extra $50 that day, they could, but they would not be required to drive routes. If that makes sense.
I think you might actually get some to do that. I mean, like I personally have thought about it, but I didn't want to get stuck doing a route. So I think that really might be a good way to get people to do it.
Well, the clubs that I had written down here were at any coach, Beta Club, FFA, band, trap, and archery. Those seem to be the groups that travel the most. Am I missing anyone that you could think of?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think that, but I'm looking at the stipend list, and I think that really covers about everybody. So the stipends that I ask that you approve are $250 for our fishing team coordinator, the lead and master teacher designation of $500 first year, $250 years two and three per semester. Emergency response team, $100 every year after the first year. Social media, I think we called that social media coordinator, 250. And then $250 for having your CDL for athletics, Beta, FFA, band, trap, and archery.
I move that we accept the stipends effective next year for the ones listed by Mr. Lewis. And in those amounts.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Say aye.
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 Clary said aye.
Opposed?
He's over there eating.
Gummy bears.
No thanks.
Okay.
All right, it passed.
Great. Thank you.
Not at office.
What was next? I'm sorry. Oh, our makeup days. All right. So, like I said, it came back 38 to add to the end, and 33 to do that April 14th, and April, I think, was 28th, maybe something like that. So, almost 50-50.
And I had a teacher today tell me that she did not vote, and I know her vote, and I can tell you who she is. Miranda Ricketts forgot to vote. And she said that if she could vote, she would vote for the 14th and 28th because her husband is on vacation the week after we're supposed to get out of school.
So 38-34. Let's cuss and discuss.
I'd rather do it the 14th and the 28th and get it over with and save that week afterwards in case we have more snow days.
That's what I like. I agree.
I'm honestly good with whichever. There's pros and cons for both.
If we do the 14th, that's just a 4-day week. Because we're still out that Friday.
Yeah.
That'll work out nice.
Are we set
And
in?
I'll tell you why I picked the 14th, other than the Good Friday being out.
Because we start testing
That's a
the
day
next day.
before testing. That gives us a
Yeah.
day to make sure everything's working and, that sort of thing, instead of showing up Tuesday morning and some update being sent out that was told not to, and it did anyway. And we're gonna admin meeting. We've got some of that stuff on our agenda for tomorrow that I think the principals are gonna like. So, guys, I'm a 240. I'm here either way. But you're right, it is just the 1st of March. I mean, you never know when you could get another couple of days of weather.
Is there anybody that's adamantly opposed to doing the 14th and the 28th?
I move that we do the 14th and the 28th of April to finish making up our snow days and allow time to, in case we have more.
Wait a second.
There a second?
Sarah
There
did.
was.
Sarah said.
There
No,
was. I asked. I can't vote.
Sarah
Oh, I
said he'd
second.
second.
Okay. All in favor?
Say aye.
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 Oppose. It passed.
Okay, so the last one is our admin salary schedule. Most of you probably know by now, Mr. Borland is leaving the district, which I hate because I really think he'd be a great administrator someday. So maybe he'll get back into education. I hope he does. We interviewed some folks for the principal's position, five, I believe, and had quite a few applicants. Mr. Knapp and I had a little conversation this morning just about how he wanted. What his wants were. I asked him if he wanted to, just be at St. Joe or still want to do both. And he expressed interest in still being, the principal at both campuses, which I'm glad. We talked about possibly doing an assistant principal instead of a dean of students role, so that person would have a little more teeth as far as being an administrator. Russell did not have his admin license. He was getting ready to. He was going to have it completed in May, but this position would the assistant principal would have a little more authority, I guess you'd say, and not necessarily not about overstaff and that sort of thing, but more discipline and parents, and maybe we could even groom this person for a future role later on in our district. So, kind of what I was thinking on the salary piece of it was, if you look at the admin salary schedule, and you look at the K-6 principal and the federal programs coordinator, which is Nicole, and you did their daily rate of pay. And if you did that for an assistant principal, but instead of it being a 240-day contract, it would just be a, excuse me, a 210-day contract. So the pay would be significantly less. For instance, year 12, currently in that position at 76,600, but on a 210-day contract, it would be 67,000. So basically $10,000 less. And that person would be an actual administrator, not a dean of students position. So,
Would they be required to have their their licensure or certificate for administration at that time?
well, you can always put someone on an ALP for administrative roles too, but the people we interviewed, and the reason we felt so good about Mr. Butterworth was he had some experience. He just had that personality, just that I think everybody's really gonna like him. And that experience is key. In an assistant principal's role, I mean, I think it's important, but not near as important as being a K-12 principal at Western Grove, if that makes sense. I think they, what you do on a situation like that, if you bring someone in that's not finished, you tell them, this is the date you got to have it finished by. If it's not finished by this date, then, we part ways, or however you word that. So, thoughts?
So I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Do you have somebody in mind without telling us? I don't need a name. Do you have somebody in mind?
We do.
And number two, if we look at closing Bruno before the school year is over next year, what are you going to do with that person?
No, so I've heard that from a few people, and I really don't know where that's coming from. They will be open the entire year.
Okay, because I had a board member tell me that the thought was to get it through October. So that's why I ask. I kid you
Yeah,
not.
that's what's going around the
So at the
community.
last board meeting, what was said was we would revisit this in October to see what the enrollment was. But I think that would be the worst possible thing you could do, is October 15th, you start shifting kids around to other campuses and other, and
Absolutely.
that's a bad idea. I would not be for that. If we're going to commit to next year, then we commit to next year. And I think I'm pretty sure that's the understanding of the rest of the board too, because that's just not going to work, because then you've got to deal with, you're not saving any money by doing that. You're not benefiting anybody in any way, because those people are on contract through June 30th of the following year. But so, no, there won't be any closing of any campuses like that mid-year. It was just
Okay,
documented in the
my
minutes that we would
next.
revisit this in October.
So the next question I will have, because I will hear this question, is why an assistant principal for about a combined total of 120 kids on those two campuses when we have three times that many over here and don't have one?
Well, that's understandable, but you do have two administrators over here. You have Mr. McCleary and Miss King. So when he's not here, I feel 100% confident that she can, be the man, if you want to put it that way. But
She's wonderful.
she is, and she's done a great job. I like that position, having a little bit more teeth than just being a dean of students. And something me and Mr. Knapp talked about, this person we've got in mind, when they're at St. Joe or Bruno Payette, Mr. Knapp is at the other one, that person needs to be doing some interventions. They need to
What I
be.
was going to say, we discussed
this individual taking a larger role as far as intervention and instruction is concerned.
Yeah, it's not going to be just go sit over there and,
Twiddle your thumb.
wait for a ball to drop, something to happen. We want this person to be active in some things, and what that looks like, we can't tell you that right now. We just discussed this morning, and it's something that the board is in favor of. And then if things happened where something did happen to Bruno Payette, that person could be moved to Western Grove Elementary as a K-6 principal, or just, I mean, who knows who's going to be where.
That's true. As long as I'm not in the Western Grove Cemetery, I'm good.
As long as what?
I'm not in the cemetery, I'm good.
Yeah, me too, right? As long as I'm off,
Amen.
right? And that's kind of the thinking on that. If that's something that we don't have to approve right now, but I'd like to get it approved pretty quick because, I got a board meeting March 20th, and I need to be able to talk to this person and say, hey, a principal thing didn't work out, but we've got this. And that person may say, nope, not interested. I don't know.
I'll just add, as somebody who floats between those campuses, I think it'd be excellent to have an assistant principal role filled at those two campuses to swap between with, Mr. Knapp.
I think it'd be a huge advantage for the students if there was someone there all the time.
And they've done a good job of having someone there all the time now. I mean, with Mr. Borland, they flip flop. I totally leave that totally up to them when who's there on what days, and it would continue to stay like that. Mr. Knapp and this assistant principal would decide that. It, like I said, it would be daily rate of pay. For what, like on our admin salary schedule, what a K-6 principal or Nicole's role is, but instead of a 240, it'd be a 210. So it's basically about a $10,000 less position. So it's a teacher contract plus 20 days.
Is this something we can think on and have another meeting here in another couple of weeks to discuss?
Well, I would prefer not a couple of weeks because my board meeting is the 20th.
Okay, so prior to that.
How about twelfth? Will the 12th work?
Revisit on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I move that we table the motion. I mean, I move that we table the issue of assistant principal until the 12th of April, of March.
We have a
I'll
second.
second.
I'll second it. Nobody else will. Okay. All in favor of tabling this until the 12th?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Close.
Okay.
Pass.
Anybody else got anything? We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.